So before we come to this earth, we are basically souls. Souls are undefined in the sense that we cannot really understand what a soul is with our mind, because the soul can basically take any shape, any form. It is basically shapeless, has got no form, and probably it has also got no time and space and no restrictions. So basically we've got restrictions only in this life, and the spirit world is more or less like a dream world rather than a real world. What I mean is that we don't have those restrictions in the spirit world. We don't have to eat to survive. We don't get hungry. We don't get pain. We don't need to walk in order to get from one place to another. We can fly. We can just get there without in an instantly, without having to need time delay and things like that. But the soul is not really perfect, and the main thing that I understand about the soul is that it has a longing for perfection, a longing to reach perfection, which is never going to happen. But what a soul can do is to come closer and closer, and the closer the soul comes to perfection, the more satisfied it becomes. And the more happiness is possible, the higher the more amazing its experiences can be, the broader range of experiences it can reach. So it's basically reaching to the sky, reaching to the unreachable, but through the journey, you can go higher and higher and feel better and better.